So, have you ever felt that nagging pull, that little voice inside that's always saying, I should be further along, or maybe I should have healed by now?
Oh, definitely. Or, I should feel grateful, even when you're just completely exhausted.
Exactly. Or I should be stronger, more successful, more something. It's this really common feeling, right? This heavy
It
expectation.
really is.
But here's the thing. Pause for a moment and really ask, who actually decided all those shoulds?
That's the core question our source for this deep dive raises. It's called Releasing Should, the Path to Authentic Self-Discovery. And it suggests those voices. They rarely actually start with you. It's a pretty big insight, actually. The source really hammers home how these shoulds, well, they're almost never self-generated. They get described as being handed to us. Think about it, family, school, religion, maybe past traumas, the culture around
Right,
us.
that they're inherited.
Exactly. And the source points out they're often really loud, feel heavy, and this is crucial, they're almost never rooted in the present moment. They're about some past idea or future ideal.
Wow, okay. That idea that they're handed to us, that really shifts things, doesn't it? It makes you think, well, what are the deeper roots of this?
It does. And the source goes there. It actually connects this whole should thing directly to Eastern philosophy, specifically Buddhism.
Buddhism, how so?
Well, the core Buddhist idea that attachment is the root of suffering. The source argues that should is, and I'm quoting here, one of the most seductive forms of attachment out there.
Seductive attachment. Okay, unpack that a bit. How is should an attachment?
Well, think about it. We get attached, we cling to this idealized version of ourselves. The thinner version, the wealthier one, the calmer, happier, more enlightened version.
Right, the should be version.
Precisely. And
But
then almost always we suffer because our actual reality right now doesn't match up to that image.
ah, okay. The gap between the ideal and the real causes the suffering.
Exactly. And here's the kicker, as the source points out. That idealized image, it probably isn't even really yours. It was sort of stitched together from 1,000 outside voices.
1,000 outside voices. Wow. That's quite an image. It really makes you wonder then, what happens if we just stop, if we put that burden down?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And the source actually shares this really powerful story. It's not flashy or dramatic, just a quiet moment of realization.
Tell me more.
It describes the author just sitting with this question: what if I stop chasing who I should be and just let myself become who I am?
Simple question, profound implications.
Totally. And apparently, in that quiet moment, asking that just changed everything. It led to, well, stopping the wait for permission from others, stopping the whole act of making yourself small so others feel comfortable, stopping the apologies for wanting, more peace or more depth or freedom.
Basically, stop shitting all over yourself, as the source puts it rather bluntly.
Yes, exactly. That narrative really captures the shift. And, this kind of change naturally leads us to think about action. How do we act differently? And this ties back again to Buddhism, specifically the Eightfold Path and the principle of right action.
Okay, right action. Now, that might sound like just doing the right thing, maybe the obedient thing, or pleasing others.
That's the common misconception, yeah. But no, according to this source, right action isn't about being obedient or pleasing or doing something painful just because it's expected.
So, if it's not about those external pressures, what is it then? What defines right action here?
Right action, as the source frames it, flows from wisdom, awareness, and compassion. And crucially, that includes compassion toward yourself.
Compassion for yourself,
Yeah,
not just others.
exactly. It's a move away from needing that external validation and more towards, internal alignment, finding what feels right inside.
Okay, that makes sense.
So here's a question for you listening right now. When was the last time you did something, anything at all, just because your soul, your gut, whatever you call it, genuinely said yes, not because someone else expected it?
That's a challenging question. Really makes you think. And, when we talk about letting go of should, I imagine some people listening might worry, doesn't that just lead to, well, laziness, complacency?
Yeah, that's a really common fear, and the source tackles it head on. It states very clearly, letting go of should is absolutely not about becoming lazy.
Okay, so what is it about them?
It's described as becoming present. It's about shifting your focus from all those external demands and expectations to your own internal sense of purpose, your own being, right here, right now.
Becoming present, not lazy. I like that distinction. Does the source offer any, like, practical ways to do this.
It does, yeah. A really useful, mindful exercise you can try anytime that critical should voice pops up.
Okay, let's hear it. I think we could all use that.
All right, so the next time your brain starts criticizing you, or you hear that I should, voice, just pause, take a breath, and ask yourself three questions.
Three questions, got it.
First, is this thought, this feeling coming from fear, or is it coming from clarity? Fear or clarity?
Okay. Fear or clarity. What's the second?
What would feel truly aligned for me in this moment without any guilt? What feels right, right now, guilt-free.
Aligned and guilt-free. Okay. And the third.
Finally, third. If I let go of the script someone else wrote, what would I actually choose?
Wow. Fear or clarity? Aligned without guilt. What would I choose without the script? Those are powerful.
They really are. The source calls this whole process mindfulness in motion. It's not about sitting on a cushion for hours. It's about applying that awareness in the middle of life. It says this is freedom. It helps you sort out your own truth from all that inherited noise.
Mindfulness in motion. I love that. It really feels like it cuts through the noise, as you said. And the source seems pretty clear on what we actually need versus what the world, you know, constantly tells us we need.
Absolutely. It makes the point quite strongly. You probably don't need another five-step plan to become some idealized version of yourself.
Right. Or the idea that you have to earn rest.
Exactly. You don't need to earn rest. And you definitely don't need to keep trying to prove your worth to people who, frankly, maybe never really saw you in the first place.
So true. So what do we need then, according to the source?
It's simpler, really. What you truly need is stillness. You need space. Mm. And you need truth, not noise.
Stillness, space, truth.
Yeah. And sometimes, as the source puts it so beautifully, that truth sounds really simple. It sounds like, I am enough, exactly as I am. Mm. I am allowed to want what I want.
Yeah.
And I don't owe anyone an explanation for choosing peace. It's about reclaiming that inner authority.
I don't owe anyone an explanation for choosing peace. That really lands. So, okay, bringing this all together, what's the takeaway for you listening right now? What's the challenge?
Well, the challenge from this deep dive is pretty direct. Start to actively catch every should that crosses your mind. Just notice it.
Catch the shoulds. Okay.
And then ask yourself, is this should actually helping me evolve? Or is it just keeping me stuck in some old loop?
Evolving or looping, that's a great filter. The insights today really point to something profound, don't they?
Yeah.
That maybe, as the source says, you are not here to fit in.
Mm-hmm. You are not here to perform.
You are not here to carry shame and call it discipline. That one hits hard.
It does. Instead, the source reminds us, quite simply, you are here to wake up.
Wake up to who you really are underneath all the shoulds.
Exactly. And maybe here's a final thought to just mull over as you go about your day.
Yeah.
You don't need anyone else's permission to do that waking up. Consider this deep dive, maybe, your invitation.
An invitation to let go of should. Come home to yourself.
Couldn't say it better myself. Come home to yourself.